Sunday we had such a nice festival. Generally I have my reservations about being the center of the Vyas Pooj ceremony, although actually it's always meant for the glorification of Srila Vyasadeva, his representative, Srila Prabhupada. But still being personal movement and personal representatives are also included. And it was very nice because it was, you can use the word love-laden. It was full of affectionate exchanges, and that's what really makes a festival. There can be celebrations and dancing and singing and feasting and whatever other things that people do in festivals, but the real thing that makes a festival is Priti Purvakam, is the loving exchange amongst devotees. And it was very nice. We had very nice decorations as well. Loving offerings to Radha Shyamasundara. They looked really, really stunning. It was a festival for me as well because I had the opportunity to dress them morning and night for 2 days, and that's about the best thing that I can think of being able to do in a festival is to be able to dress them. That's my favorite service. And Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasam was also very, very gorgeous, beautifully decorated. I was very, very happy with that. And the feast was nice, and the weather was, well, by comparison to what it is right now, it was fantastic. It was overcast and rained a little here and there, but the sun was shining mostly. It wasn't too hot. Because when it gets very hot, then the temple room gets very, very hot. And it wasn't like that. And we went through the different rituals and aspects of worship that one should offer to representative of Vyasadeva, meaning to Vyasadeva himself. But mostly we had kirtan, because no festival, no event, no worship, nothing is successful without kirtan. And as I often tell devotees and experience myself, the real festival starts around after 7 o'clock in the evening. Many devotees are obliged, particularly with the Sunday, to go back to work. They were tired from days of ceremonies. Devotees wanted to have other obligations, particularly family. But the devotees who stayed, and it was a temple full of devotees all the way till 1 o'clock in the morning. From 7 till 1, we chanted. Govinda Maharaj chanted, Naranja Maharaj chanted, little rip roaring kirtan, Madhava Prabhu chanted, I chanted as long as my voice would let me, because I hadn't really chanted in, weeks. So so my voice wasn't really ready for much kirtan. And Radha Shyama Sundar were chanting and dancing and looking very, very beautiful. And the evening darshan, they were dressed and appeared as if they were standing in the moonlight. All devotees were very enchanted, and it was just the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna. When we chant Hare Krishna, what else is there that's needed? One needs nothing else other than just the holy name, the holy name, the holy name. And as I mentioned, loving exchanges. Guyamakati pichati. Not guyamakati pichati, but dadati pratigrinati guyamakati pichati bhunti bhojati taivam sadvidi priti lakshanam. These nice exchanges of priti, giving, exchanging gifts. And the Buddha is always very kind. They give gifts, and this time it was nice that they didn't give many store-bought gifts. All the things that were brought were all usable for Radha Shyama Sundar, perfumes and other things. And gifts of Lakshmi, that all goes for the development of New Brajadham. Thank everyone for that. One apology is that although I always repeat it, I don't know if I repeated it this year, but I certainly remember to do that, is that the devotees who come, Hungarian devotees less so, because they always have an opportunity to see me. But this time we had devotees come from 14 countries, and they didn't all come to see me. Chandra Moli Maharaj was here, Niranjan Maharaj was here, devotees came to see him. Still, when devotees come and they stay for the duration of the festival and leave, and they want to see me. Well, one is that time-wise it just doesn't work out. I can't break away, make time for hundreds of devotees to speak with someone, unless it's really some kind of earth-shatteringly important event that needs attention, which it's not. And neither the day after. The day after, I'm trying to just sort of find my bearings again and recuperate more and more from the increasingly great strain, physical strain, that festival puts on me. Sleeping is or not sleeping is sort of the least of the problems, but chanting and dancing for hours on end, and then the different demands that come on one in the festival, it's a lot. And I request devotees to keep that in mind in the future. If you want to come and spend time, speak with me, come at the time other than festivals. And then I can always budget in time and give some quality time, bit by bit, when we can talk. Or then you have to stay at least 4 or 5 days after the festival's over, and then I can make time like that. not even talking to devotees, but I don't know how many devotees were here, probably 100 devotees, and I just have a list of requests from Shyama Bihari that this devotee wants to say goodbye and that devotee wants to say goodbye, but if everyone says goodbye, I have to say goodbye to a couple of days. And I invested 3 days of writing. I need to get my momentum. Next year things will be different when the book is finished, and I'll have more opportunity to spend more time visiting other places. Well, other places means the UK, because it's my other home, and visiting the devotees there, being able to spend more time, hopefully give classes. It's very rare that I even give classes here in Hungary. It's very rare that I leave Kirtan, so I give classes. Devotees hardly here see me, although I'm sitting here in New Brijadam more or less for the whole year. I go over at lunch to take prasadam with the devotees. That's my sadhu sangha. And then in the evening, I go over to take darshan of Radha Shyam. And that's it. On Sundays now, I'm budgeting to do kirtan and give a class. But aside from that, I don't participate in any activities. I just... has to be like that until this book is completed. And when it's completed, then I'll go back to my normal schedule, which I really, really, really miss. I really, really miss being there from Mangal Arati and being able to dress deities as well, because I hardly dress Radha Shyam as well. I miss so many things. It's not nice to be away from the morning program, to be away from devotees. And anyway, just concluding on our festival, thank you all very much for devotees who came and visited. Thank you very much for those who wrote in this nice Vyas Puja book. Thank you very much for those devotees who wanted to come, but for some reason couldn't come, and most of all for devotees who are still committed devotees, nicely practicing Krishna consciousness, so progressing, making their way back home, back to Godhead. It's not easy doing this. I know devotees come, everyone's very excited when we're going to have kirtan and so on. I'm trying my best, but it's not something that I can keep up forever. Unfortunately, the limitations of the body, they call the show. And I'm just a puppet in it all. Sometimes when sort of transcend it, then it's really wonderful. But later on, you got to pay the price. And that's also unavoidable. I'm looking forward to be able to spend a little time in Goloka Vrindavan, and to be able to dance and chant unlimitedly, not to get old, to be able to fulfill all my desires of being able to serve Radha Shyam in the way that I want, with the opulence and all the facilities that are accessible. Anyway, but that's that's another story. Hare Krishna.